And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We just had a nice conversation with Babe Winkleman about the upcoming bow season, but guess what? If you don't sit in a tree, you might stand in a stream, you know, and then there's salmon, steelhead, kings might be starting pretty soon, and we thought we'd reach out to one of our local experts, Bob.
That's right. Alan Bob Sports, longtime partners of the show, and one of their fishing experts right now is on the grilling line. His name is Ben Rand. How are you, Ben?
Good. How about you guys? How you doing?
Hey, I'm just wondering what the salmon in the stream are looking like right now.
Yeah, the salmon are definitely coming in. It's been probably a week or two since they've started to come in, and the kings are starting to move in a little bit more now, too. I mean, everywhere, Grand River, Pier Marquette, up at the Betsy, everywhere there's quite a few fish running.
That's cool.
So, Ben, if a guy's not done the river fishing before, short of hiring a guide who has all the equipment, what kind of things, what are the three or four things that are must-haves if I'm going to be successful in the river?
Yeah, so I mean, it kind of depends where you're going. I mean, I'm going to talk about the Grand River just because that's the most local.
But we're all over the state, so there's lots of rivers, and we got a lot of listeners up north. So you've also got smaller streams, and I'm thinking waders.
Yeah, absolutely. Waders, I mean, the equipment you really need, you're looking at a somewhere between an 8-foot and a 10-foot rod, spinning or bait casting, even fly fishing if you want. If you're going for a spinning setup, you're going to want a bigger size spinning reel, whether it be a 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 size. And, I mean, line, you're going to want somewhere between 15 and 17-pound line, just so when those fish get you around some trees up in the river, right, you're able to work them out. And then a lot of the guys are right now throwing either little flies or little beads that imitate salmon eggs that are coming down the river.
Hey, Ben, I'm thinking to myself, is some of those fish are a little bit gun-shy or a little bit picky, if you will. Am I running 15-pound line right up to my hook? Or is there a leader on there?
No, yeah, so you're going to run a leader. It's usually you're running about 15, 17-pound line, main line, and you're going down to a 10-pound-ish leader for salmon. And then when the steelheads start running in, you're going to downsize that even more down to about an 8-pound leader.
Okay. That's cool. I thought there was, because I thought that 15-pound might be a little heavy for right at the knot.
So if I'm doing the Pier Marquette or the Betsy, when do you suppose those steelies are going to start coming?
I'd give it probably another
3 weeks
or two. Mm-hmm. I mean, 2 weeks, if we get a good rain, I'd expect to see a few in there. Right now, it's just really kings, and there's a few cohos still running.
And it's a little early this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We've had, I mean, with COVID, obviously, it's been a weird year, but weather-wise, it's been pretty weird with, you know, the early spring or early fall, excuse me, that we've got in the cold weather, it kind of pushed them in a little bit more, a little bit earlier. So
yeah, Lake
we're definitely
Michigan,
getting
Lake
yeah,
Michigan
yeah.
cooled down a lot, and so did Lake Huron. So
yep.
I think that triggers them to a certain extent.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the colder weather brings the water temperature down and just kind of moves them along in the process. So I'm kind of hoping we get a little bit longer of a season this year than we have in the past, too.
And are you getting out in the river?
Yeah, I'm trying as much as I can. We're working hard to keep bringing product in for our customers, but when I've got the chance, I'm definitely getting out on the water.
So if a guy didn't have a pair of waders, what style would you recommend?
Personally, I like the neoprene waders with the built-in boot. It's kind of just an all-around basic one, kind of a one-stop shop as far as waders go.
I like those too because it just seems a little easier than trying to put a boot on once you got your wader. It's like there's so much stuff to put on before you get in the river. I like just sliding into mine. I got mine from you guys, but they're not neoprene. They're more of a canvas vinyl type fabric. I got them a couple years ago. They've been awesome.
Those canvas ones are really nice for early season. They're a little bit more breathable per se. Not in the sense that they let water in, of course, but as far as letting air out and airing your legs out, those are a little bit nicer during the warmer months. The neoprene is going to keep you a little bit warmer throughout the cold.
Right. The neoprene I don't like them because I feel a little restricted in them, where the canvas ones that you're talking about, if I'm in colder water, I'll just throw on a pair of sweatpants underneath.
That's what I do.
And the other thing is I like having wading boots that are separate from, I like stocking foot waders with a boot on them. I've got both, right? But those neoprenes to me are just clunky. I feel like they're really heavy when I'm walking around in them.
I've never had any, but I guess I did. I guess one of my pair was, they leaked too quick on me. But these, I find that if I just put some longies on and a pair of sweats,
right,
I stay plenty warm.
Right.
It's
exactly.
My feet I have to be more concerned about. So my boots are kind of big, so I just put a nice big thick wool sock on and I'm fine in the water.
Right. It's good.
I'm not.
So Ben, what are you using for lures / baits for the salmon in the river?
Yeah, right now there's probably four main ones that guys are running. Starting out with float fish, and guys are usually, if they're running a float, they're going to put some sort of a bead below, whether that's a hard bead or a soft bead is really up to them, and something around the size of a 10-ish millimeter, 10, 12 millimeter bead, and you're going to want to run that about an inch or two above your hook, and you can come on in, and we'll get you all set up for that. And then guys reeling through, the holes are reeling in like thunder sticks, little crankbaits, and Arctic spinners are real popular right now too.
Very cool. Good. So, Ben, if somebody wanted to come down to Allen Bob's, where are you guys at?
Yeah, we are right on the corner of 131 and 68th Street. The address is 510 68th Street Southwest in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
So you're 1 mile north of me. I'm just the next exit down at Camping World. I stopped into your place the other morning, but it was a little too early. Merle wasn't around.
Yeah.
So you buying any of those jigs from Sackett? Is he still doing that? The guy that used to work for you?
I don't believe so. Okay. I haven't heard the name yet.
Okay. Yep. All right.
Anyway.
Just another one of those Allen Bob's guys I ran into deer hunting. I got a lot of Allen Bob stories.
Everybody does. Yeah, we've been with them a long time. But, Ben, thanks for your time. Appreciate you hooking us up with this, no pun intended. And we look forward to darkening your door. Come in and grab some lures as we head to the river. So
absolutely, yeah. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you bringing me on.
All right. Take care.
Ben Rand, Allen Bob's.
Right. South end of Grand Rapids for you listeners that are from out of town. It's real easy. They're 100
right
yards off the exit?
Right by M6.
Right, yep.
On the southeast corner.
Right, exactly.
So anytime Jop says, no pun intended, he really means that was supposed to be a pun.
Well, you know, I'm hooked on it, right? I get it. But anyway, coming up next, we talked a little bit about salmon, so we probably ought to give you a recipe or two for them. So
sounds good.
As you're listening to this, I've been pink salmon fishing on Lake Huron, so we'll talk a little bit about that. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.